You ready?
Podcast! Welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm Dane, also known as Icon Fast Fiction on Twitter.
Hi, I'm PD Nim, also called Fanatic at Twitter.
Hi, I'm Pao, and my Twitter handle is IconPicFix.
It's really nice to be back with you guys. It's been a while. I think it's been over a year. So we are doing this very special episode because we want to talk about the concerts that happened on June 26th. We're recording this a week after, pretty much. And it was just, it was a good experience. And we figured we'd revive the podcast for one more episode to talk about the boys. One more, maybe one last.
No commitment. No commitment.
One more. Mga busy kaming mga babae.
So, pwedeng one off lang to. But we felt that it was a special day kasi. And we needed to commemorate.
We had so much feels.
Yes.
To do this podcast episode.
We're gonna jump right to it because we're really excited to talk about it. Seeing as there were two sort of big events that happened that day. If you didn't know, on June 26, Hanbin had a fan meet. And then a few hours later, Icon had day two of their flashback concert. Day two, there was online access. So those are the events that we're going to talk about. We're going to jump right to it. And we're going to start with BI's fan meet. And of course, the person who attended it and who will report about it is our resident Binik, PD Nim. So, how was it, PD Nim? Kumusta?
Yeah, ako na yung nag-attend. Wow. Wow na.
Justified naman yun.
Yeah.
Justified because you're the Binik.
Yeah, I understand. So, yeah, here in Manila, so that's 11 o'clock in the morning. So, random miss ko si BI. It was a while since his last one, which is like mga third quarter last year. If I'm not
last
mistaken.
Year, yeah. We all went to that.
Which is weird because that was our last podcast episode.
I know.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I guess ang triggers na lang natin for podcast episodes are concerts. So he played some of his recent songs. So I'm looking at the set list right now. So 6 songs plus 2 na encore songs. And then of course, since it's a fan meet, in between may interaction with the virtual fans and also some games. Main takeaway, I miss BI. Guapo as always. Sobrang grabe yung moves as always. Talagang, he's a really, really good dancer. I was, oh my gosh, gold standard talaga. Yung English talaga niya, guys. As in, ibang level.
So, my parents, nag-aral talaga siya.
Yeah, I feel so deceived talaga. Feeling ko talaga, kinda okay na talaga siya before. Tapos ngayon lang, dahil nga, you know, he's a solo artist right now. Of course, he cannot hide behind, you know, Jinan and Bobby. So, Pero I don't know, gripe ko pa rin siya na ang galing niya. So, sobrang okay. Of course, the difference, kasi before, may mga guests. So, this time, it's just purely him. Mainly from his mga recent na releases. So, nag-beef up na yung discography niya. Kaya ko na ito mini-mention kasi, yun nga, wala na tayong one and only. Ganyan. Yeah, so, and ano,
BI.
You want to check one, two. What's the title? Ayun, so we won't have those. So, yun. So, actually, I was talking to both Pao and Dane nga. Kasi since we watched the first one, mas nostalgic kasi yung first one kasi we haven't seen him for a long time, especially because of the scandal and everything. So, ngayon kasi it's more of dahil nga we're at a, you know, at a regular quote-unquote promotions ano round na for Hanbin. So, wala yung parang kirot na kinda nakaiyak na feels compared to his first concert, quote-unquote, kumbaga, online concert. So, this time around, it's more of yung chill lang. It's more of na-hit lang talaga ako. Happy for him na nag-build na yung discography niya. But sad, in a way, dahil nga, baka rare na rin na we get to hear yung songs niya while he was still in with Icon. Kaya, ayun.
Right.
So, okay din yung games. Oh my God, dami yung mga... I think you guys saw like a lot of mga memes and all of that. So,
right.
So, marami siya mga pa-cute na ano. He indulged us all. So,
wait lang. So, lahat ba, like, all the audience had the opportunity to join the games? Or was it like raffled or something like that?
Ah, no. As in talagang from the production na talaga siya. So, ayun. I forgot yung question. There was a question and answer portion. Oh no, I'm sorry. Sobrang usually yun nga dahil nga it's all in Korean. So parang right. Tipong as long as I get the gist of it, hindi na ako siya nakatutok. So I'm not sure how he kung pre-solicited yung questions for the Q&A. So yun.
Right.
But there was one loaded question which is if he could like go back some, parang what would he change ganyan. Yun nga sinabi din niya na not that I'm in denial of course like ilang how many years na pero alam mo yun. So and he handled that well naman. So kung mga yung kira
he said mga 1%, he only looks forward.
Yeah, he only looks forward kaya ayun. So and everyone was pretty excited kasi diba yung what we know sa software nila there was a chat function din sa kanan. So
right.
So everyone was so excited and missed him. So yun lang. His encore songs were good, yung Tangerine tsaka yung Endless Summer. So unreleased songs yun, which I think he has released since then or will be releasing. Another takeaway ko, mas talaga na-form na talaga yung certain style ni Hanbin. Na hindi ko ma-characterize. Mm. Nagkaka-wow, yung identity niya as an artist. Yung musicality niya, feel ko na kung ano yung style ng songs niya. I'm not like that finessed or like scholarly enough to characterize kung ano ba yan. Kung anong klaseng genre.
The recent one that he released was Lullaby with a girl artist that he collabed with.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, ang dami pa niyang tricks sa sleeves niya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a testament on how much of a binik am I, hindi ko pa naririnig yung Lullaby.
I'm waiting for the right moment.
So yeah, I'm sorry, Hanbin. I mean, fingers crossed, I'll see you next month. Pero wow. I mean, kumbaga, talaga, life. And Hanbin will understand. Diba? So again, Hanbin, yeah, one album lang bilhin nyo. Huwag kayong bumili ng madami.
Yeah, yeah.
Use your money that's elsewhere. Right. I take BI in doses talaga. And, you know, happy for him. It's more of, ito kasi parang more of ano na eh, BAU eh. May pagka business as usual. Mm. For yeah. me, as a fan, as a binika. And being in this concert. Hindi na siya yung katulad dati na, yun, of course, you're in another set of feels. Ito mas more of BAU for me.
Kaya, which is a relief na din, I guess. Na parang wala na masyadong baggage of
the heaviness of
a few years ago, diba?
Yeah, and as what he said, let's just look forward. I, as a fan, again, hindi pa in denial dati. Pero ngayon, he's well on his way na talaga.
Yeah.
Meron tayong painful lift-off eh, na you're not sure on right. how it will
yes,
go.
Yes, correct.
So, yun correct. Yung nangyari like last year, during that time. Ito more of parang tipong, yeah, you're sailing.
Okay na.
Talaga, you're in that trajectory na. Which is a comfort as a fan. So, happy for him.
When PD na mentioned that we've already surpassed the takeoff point of the pain and all that. I think my take there is that it's not a plateau kasi people might think that it is already the plateau of the fandom na parang wala na tayong aasahan or something like that. But it's really more of we have already surpassed the painful scenarios. Yes. We already made the comeback. This is actually the smooth sailing part. So this is him actually trying to tell us that let's just enjoy the company of each other given that you guys are here and I came back and I'm giving you all these things and, you know, I want to give it back to you. At the same time, regarding the songs that he released, para lang I think you will get the feel of how he would sound like. The collab that he had with Lehi when he technically had his quote-unquote soft comeback after the epic high stint. So, the collab with Lehi is actually a little bit painful song siya, diba? Parang medyo masakit na kanta siya. Yung Lullaby, the one that he released recently, parang siyang in love. Yun yung na-feel ko when I was, So, medyo kilig siya. It's a kilig song.
He looks super cute in the TikToks for it.
Hindi ko kayang panoorin yung live version. I don't remember kung sino yung nag-produce nung live version na yun. Dude, hindi ko siya kayang panoorin ng hindi ako kinikilig. Ganong level na parang, guys, wala akong love life, pero, pero oh my God, I can feel it. Ganon. So
Pau shippable ba? Would you ship them?
Hindi rin.
Okay.
Parang, mas kinilig pa rin ako with Lehi and Hanbin.
Okay.
Feeling ko bias lang ako na for Bihai. Pero, potentially it has a loop tendency for me. On a very good day. Like, I would play it on a very good day. If I wanna feel kilig and all that stuff. So pakinggan niyo siya. Like, okay. If you're listening to this podcast, you can pause it and listen to the lullaby and let us know if you feel the same way. Yeah, that's my add-on to what PD Nem said.
So overall, seemed like a great fan meet. And it's a good thing because he will take this, I guess, on the road because he has a couple of upcoming fan meets as well. Hopefully, near your city, wherever you are. Yeah. So, and that's going to be a topic for maybe another episode when it happens. So after Hanbin's fan meet, and maybe my overlap, so Icon had their online rehearsal for day two of the flashback concert. And we have Pao, who actually attended the online rehearsal. So Pao, how was it? And I guess follow-up question na agad, you've attended a physical Icon rehearsal before. Right. So how would you also compare the experience?
I think this is the first time that I attended an online rehearsal in general. We used to do the sound checks like in face-to-face concerts. Medyo low expectations din ako in terms of how the online rehearsals will be. Because we already experienced like the face-to-face sound checks. And to be honest, the face-to-face sound checks have more hype than the online. I'm saying this because I've already attended the face-to-face online rehearsal. But I'm pretty sure like if it's your first time to really see them rehearse, it's something to be really hyped about. And I'm glad that a lot of fans are very excited for that. I know because I saw the chat. ayaw nilang tumigil. Like, sobrang nakikita ko lang doon sa chat. Like, wow, go Icon! Yun lang yung nakikita ko. Paulit-ulit. And I'm so glad for those who bought like the online rehearsals because at least they get to see them in their very raw state, you know? For the online rehearsals, they did 3 songs. Tapos may ments in between. It started at around 12:35 and all that, Philippine time. So they sang My Type.
Aww.
Ang una kong na-notice was, parang kakagising lang ni Bobby tsaka ni Jenna. Hindi ko nga ma-determine parang kakagising lang ba nitong dalawang to or parang are they still recovering from day one because they had day one prior to the online rehearsals. I got so worried a bit because feeling ko parang, oh my gosh, are they sick or are they tired? Yun yung una kong impression kasi nga medyo hoarse yung voice ni Bobby tsaka ni Jenna. But eventually, in the concert, which later on we'll talk about, they were able to deliver naman. So they did My Type, and then, of course, the national anthem, Love Scenario. Hindi nawala ang Love Scenario. And then they had the ment. The ment naman, it's really more for, like, just to say hi to all who came for the online rehearsal. They spoke different languages. Instead, anyong haseyo lang yung sinabi nila. Some of them did Japanese, attempted to speak French, you know. Of course, they did English. Ang representative for English would be si Dongyok, malamang. After the first ment, they did Birthday. So, pero yun nga, how I felt about it, there's really a distinction between the excitement that you will get if it's like face-to-face versus the online. I guess it really affected them na walang face-to-face yung rehearsal. Like, they're just simply rehearsing with the band. And, you know. So, compared to face-to-face rehearsal and online rehearsal, mas, for me ha, mas less yung hype. But you will anticipate that they still sound like nilunok nila yung record nila. So, you're still gonna anticipate that they're gonna do something good in the concert. After that, nag-ment lang sila for a little bit just to say goodbye and to see you later, ganyan. Guys, if there's gonna be like a face-to-face concert anytime soon in your city, and if the organizers will give you an opportunity to buy for soundcheck, go and buy for soundcheck. Hindi kayo magsisisi, I swear. If na-hype kayo sa online concert, coming from me who went to a face-to-face soundcheck, go and buy for face-to-face rehearsals. Okay naman siya. Yeah.
If you wanna hear more about the physical soundcheck that we went to in Icon in Manila in 11/11, we do have a dedicated podcast episode for 11/11. Maybe we have two. I can't remember. So yeah, go through our very short discography if you want to relive the moments. But yeah, I think it's great. Thanks, Pao, for sharing that. Super curious how the online rehearsal went. Seeing that it's very unique and given these strange times we're in, it's good that there was that option. As you said, really, the rehearsal was just an appetizer for the main course of the day. Grabe, parang ulam lang, no? Which was the day two of the concert itself, which is the flashback concert. There's so much to say, but I think we will start with having attended several of their concerts before. The biggest difference from those was that now they have a live band with them. And right. This is the first tour, if we can call it a tour, where they had a live band. And so how did you guys feel? How was the experience with a live band?
Fan na ako ng live band. Icon sounds really great with just simply, you know, with their instrumentals playing and they sing to the instrumentals. But they sound so good with the live band. And I think nadala nung live band, technically yung comeback concert na to. Kasi this is like the first big concert that they had right after the pandemic. Grabe, nadala nung live band talaga. Ang galing ng live band, to be honest. How about you, PD Nim?
Hindi ko masabihin breath of fresh air in the sense na first time natin naka-encounter na may band type of arrangement yung mga Icon songs. Because technically, we've been treated naman for some alternative band arrangements. Pag nagkakaroon sila ng mga special stages, for example, in mga awards nights. Yeah. So yun yung few moments na we get to experience a different take or a different approach on Icon songs. Which was well received. I remember like having fond thoughts nga din about it. Oh yeah, okay. It's typical YG na parang you take it on another level and repackage the song na parang band setting. But to have it in like a full 2 to 3 hour concert na puro yon, I think it really like played up to the hype. Pag online kasi na concert, syempre, mahirap i-immerse yung sarili mo 100%
right.
Watching a concert, diba? Have a lot of distractions, sa bahay ka, can wear, you're not in your concert outfit. Alam mo yun, yung parang yung mga extraneous stuff na you can get distracted. Of course, we know naman Icon songs to heart. I think yung live band is a major factor as to why I'm 100% engaged in this super long concert.
Right.
Kasi it's really something different at saka grabe yung arrangement in the sense na talagang pang-hype talaga siya. Kasi madalas ang rock version na we're being treated to is rhythm ta, I think.
Rhythm ta.
Yeah,
rhythm
ta. In general, diba? But usually pag sa rhythm ta, like sa umpisa, it's more of like a hype lang sa band, may electronic riffs, ganyan-ganyan ka. Ito talaga, very seamless talaga siya. It's almost natural that nagtataka ko, why don't we have this in another album na ganito yung arrangements? Ganun siya ka-natural to me, the way they remade yung arrangements ng song. So, sobrang kudos to the band and I guess the other musicians also who played the part in translating yung regular Icon songs into like a live band version. Because it really made a difference. Mm-mm. It elevated it. Tsaka for us na who have been regular Icon concert participants, it really afforded something new. So, sulit ang bayad. Yeah.
And given that I collect merch, if they're gonna come out with a CD of the flashback concert, I would totally buy it because they really sound good. So, for me, mataas yung value nun. Na,
sana they release something like in Spotify man or Apple Music.
Yeah.
Diba? Because right. I think naman meron for Japan. I think in one of their like concert tours, I think they had one.
They're gonna release a DVD of the concert.
Of the concert, okay.
Sana, so, sana yeah, hopefully by live.
Sana they have audio recordings albums as well. Mm-mm. How about you, Dave?
I'm actually going through our chats from the day itself while we were watching the concert.
Wow.
Because I would remember
you
like, saying,
would you
want to have a peek?
Spoiler alert, hindi ako nakaabot. But I just recall us pointing out some songs. Sa gabi, sobrang ganda ng arrangement. But guys, kanina pa ako nagsascroll, pero nandun pala ako sa encore part. So, parang hindi abot.
Oh, hindi. Yeah. I was gonna say, are you sure you want to do this while we're recording?
But I think agree with everything you guys said. It's such a YG thing, diba? I think Big Bang, yung first K-pop concert ko na live band, maybe. And yeah, it's just a badge of honor you wear, I think, if you're from YG and you've been able to do a concert with a live band. And as expected, I mean, Icon did really well and it really suits their songs. So, and yeah, ang refreshing ng ibang arrangements. which was really amazing. So kudos to the band. And I guess naman in their Japan leg or in the tour, lahat live band na. So look forward to that, hopefully. So. Another thing that was really good, as you said, PD Nim, na with a live band, it really elevated the online experience. Mm-hmm. But similarly, the camera work and the production value for the online audiences. So PD Nim, any other thoughts?
Appreciated lang the camera work in the sense that for us, lalo na yung pagdating sa mga music shows, we're kind of nitpicky din about it. Yeah. I want to see the choreo, but at the same time, I want to see people's faces. So I really got the impression na napag-isipan talaga siya. It was really planned well. And in fairness to the Icon boys, they know where to look. They know where to pander to. There was a fleeting thought pa nga last Sunday na parang paisip ako na kung ako yung nandoon, baka na may feel ko rin na kind of deprived ako of their attention. Kasi,
interesting.
They've been looking. Unless what we're seeing online is the same as what they're seeing on the screen. In which
on the
case,
speed, maybe.
Yeah, most likely would be the same. Nga.
Right.
Pero yung fleeting thought ko is more of, I really felt that the boys know that this is being broadcasted online. I got that sense. Which is hard also to accomplish in a hybrid type of setting. Kaya, much credit then nga to the camera work. Kasi it's very immersive. Mm-hmm. Apart from the band, very immersive yung experience.
Agree. Immersive is the term. And the funny thing is, you did feel like you were in the concert without the sweat and the pagod. And the flying broken combat.
Napagod din ako.
Napagod
is real after. Pero kaya nakawa din ako sa mga people na nandun. As in, I need like a full day to recover if I was physically there.
And the feels. The feels.
Yes, the feels.
Correct. Speaking of feels, of course, we have songs that are near and dear to our hearts. What were the standout songs for you guys during the concert? I think they were all pretty great, but what are the ones that you really remember?
Siyempre, pag ako tinanong mo, ang sasabihin ko si Bobby.
Agree naman ako dyan.
For a Bobby kasi, I actually really anticipated that there's gonna be a solo.
Of course,
kasi,
yeah.
That's really how it is, right? In the case of, you know, before, Hanbin would have a solo and then Bobby would have a solo. So, I was already, I would actually be so disappointed if there's not, like, a Bobby solo. It's just that, of course, I was expecting that he's gonna sing like the titles "You Mad" or you know.
Yeah.
Pero hindi ko ina-expect na magpe-playboy siya at saka Devil.
Exactly.
Kinilig talaga ako doon na parang, oh my gosh, this is like the B-sides. And if you're really an Iconic or a Bobbik for that matter, talaga it's really an intimate moment that it's only you who's gonna enjoy the songs that he's gonna sing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you only listen to like the title songs of his album, you would actually wonder like, oh, this sounds good. Ano kanta to? Eh ako nung narinig ko siya parang, oh my God, this is not your typical Bobby. I love it. Yan, yun yung na-feel ko. So, kinilig talaga ako doon. Tapos, napagod ako sa kanya kasi nakataas siya sa riser, di ba?
Nakaka-stress yun. Nakaka-stress.
He owned it when he sang the songs, particularly Heartbroken Playboy and actually even Devil. He really owned it. It's like, he doesn't need backup dancers. He's Bobby, so he can own the whole stage and, you know, own the crowd. Among everything else, of course, as a Bobbix, that's really a standout for me.
You have to love their confidence in playing and performing B-sides, diba? And the trust that they have with Iconics, knowing that they'll know the songs, even if they're not the ones that are released. I think that's pretty hot. I mean, it's a flex, I think.
Yeah,
it's something to flex.
Yes. Sorry, ngayon ko din sobrang tinitigan yung set list. But the fact na meron I Miss You So Bad, I mean, like,
right?
That's like
vintage.
Super. Diba? What a very random B-side. I mean, sure. First time I think I heard it na performed. Or was it performed?
I think we heard it in Singapore.
Like
the very first time we heard it. But that was like a million
super,
years.
Super, parang walang cocktail or rubber band. Guys, if you're gonna be performing I Miss You So Bad, I mean, rubber band, guys.
Beautiful. Maybe Beautiful.
Because there's a lot of
Meron.
Meron.
Yeah,
meron.
Meron
nga.
Meron.
And what's wrong also? Like, parang they don't always perform. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
They also don't always perform.
Yeah.
Ang wala yata, I think I was also waiting for Adore to be...
Oh, yeah.
That's the song na medyo lihis with their usual. Mm-hmm. So if they're really gonna sing Adore, it's really totally a B-side of Icon. Yeah. And only fans would appreciate that song because it's not your typical Icon song.
Yeah. Parang okay kung Adore then WYD. Which isn't a B-side, but parang same vibe. Medyo pakilig ng konti.
Diba?
Yeah.
Very interesting. I appreciate that Flower was there kasi yun yung one of the songs that I like in I Decide. So, they played it sa Encore. And of course, you're not a Filipino iconic if you don't like B-Day. So,
B-Day is our song.
Yung mga Filipino iconics, I think may recessive trigger. Yung the moment na marinig na nila yung first few, parang may collective whipping of head na. Talagang, so, yeah. Ina best ng B-Day. Dalawang beses. Okay.
I think, nabudol ako sa Jerk. My favorite B-sides.
Aminin mo na. Bakit ka nabudol sa
nabudol
Jerk?
Nabudol na naman ako ni June dun sa Jerk. It was out of the blue then. And medyo a cappella, no accompaniment, right after the men. I was saying, if we were in a physical concert, kasi when I get really excited watching a concert, like, I pinch the people next to me and like, or like, hug them really tight, ganyan, my physical response. So I think that was the moment for me. Kasi parang, oh my gosh, I love this song. And then segue to Bobby's part. So it was perfect.
Umiyak ako sa Jerk. So yun lang. Right. Mainly because it was really unexpected.
Yes.
I was hoping for more of the fan songs. Like, a couple of like songs, mga fan-dedicated songs. Pero I was hoping for more then. For more, pero more than 36 songs.
36 songs. Pero
36 songs.
Pero aminin ninyo, parang after the second encore, parang kulang pa. No?
Game pa.
Mind more. I mean, if we're going to the B-sides, diba? Parang go na.
I'm so sad.
I just want to say, like with Jerk, I think one of the highlights also, because that's the time na Yoon Young and Bobby went to the dressing room to get dressed for their solos.
Yes.
And then, naiwan yung apat. Mm-mm. So parang I really think they really deserve that moment.
Mm.
Singing a B-side very well.
Yeah.
And hindi natin ina-expect na Jerk yung kakantahin nila.
I know!
Diba? To be honest, ngayon, Jerk is like the number one B-side song of Icon. And it's on the loop for like quite a while in my playlist. Pero yung totoo, guys, kaya talaga nabudol si Dane sa Jerk kasi nandun si June. Hindi niya ikahihiya yun.
Nag-moment siya. Apart from the fact that it's really unexpected kasi nga, tiba, parang kala mo, lang, ganyan.
Right.
But all of a sudden, nagkamata sila na a cappella. Now that I'm looking at the set list, they sang a lot of slightly slower songs. Pero parang feeling ko, nakulangan ako sa balance pa rin.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
I don't know why. Feeling ko dahil more of the encores kasi yung after taste mo kasi, which is our more often than not puro mga fast-paced songs kasi.
I can't believe walang long time no see.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm looking at the albums right now and I'm like, oh my god, but walang long time no see. What was the other one na minention ko rin nga that time that I was waiting for? The one where...
The Rainbow song. I mean,
So, yun din.
In Manila, it was a Rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't performed there. So, those types of mga ballads nila. I guess,
Wait for me also.
Ayoko mag-emote. Pero kumbaga, these are the key songs kasi. Kinda yung may hugot during that transition. They performed this in Japan. Right after noong 2019.
That emotional concert.
That arc. Yung lyrics kasi nun really triggers talaga of a time. So, I'm not sure if this is a conscious decision. but kind of na-miss ko, admittedly. It saved me from crying way too much kasi Jerk lang ako naiyak.
Well, we're forgetting or we still haven't brought up the ultimate song na may hugot talaga. Na maybe we will never hear live again.
Mahirap i-remake yung
kanta. We had the privilege to hear it live once at least in Singapore. Pero
I went twice because I was in Korea nga pala.
Oh yeah! Oh my god!
Twice.
And probably like the most emotional.
That's my ultimate flex.
To be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So yeah.
I actually miss hearing Climax live. But to be honest, for me, ha, I mean, ang hirap niyang i-remake given that
they wouldn't do it, I think.
They wouldn't dare. I don't think they would. That part of the song is really solely can be done by leader niya.
No one else.
Kanya talaga yun.
I mean, for me, let's just say, tanggalin natin yung part na yun. It would for me, it would still be a good song if you don't know the backstory.
Right.
Pero kasi, lalo na if they're gonna preserve the lyrics... Siyempre, di ba? The lyrics!
I remember we commented on this way back in different episodes and even in our conversations that the transition from B.I.'s rap to
Junes,
it's just so perfect.
So kung wala yung ganong build-up, di ba? Parang
ang hirap.
Iba na yung flavor niya.
In a few years' time, if there's gonna be a reunion,
sabi ko nga, 88 Rising, or Coachella, mala to anyone.
Pull
okay.
A CL or a Beyonce.
Yeah, had been doing a solo bilang may akit sa likod. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I
died.
I'm ready. So this is actually an unofficial statement from the three of us that maybe if Hanbin will appear in Coachella, maybe we're gonna be there. Maybe we're gonna go. Yeah. Because you'll never know.
Well, we'll never know. Well, we don't know. We'll discuss later, I guess.
Yeah. Or PD Nim, ano pa yung isang future looking option mo na medyo New Kids on the Block style na.
Oh, yes! Sabi ko, parang mukhang hindi pa watauso with, with, let's just say, aging Korean idols. Usually, yung mga style ngayon, mga ng New Kids on the Block, mga ganyan. So, meron silang cruise. May cruise package sila. Diba? Tapos, andun yung mga fans na, talagang diehard fans who are on the same cruise with them. And apart from the performances, you can get to interact with them in some
you'll pass them
stuff.
In the halls.
Yeah, ganyan. So, let's see kung Icon Cruise. Or usually, kasi diba, first-gen idols, let's just say, usually they, ang main entry nila talaga, if they're gonna have like a comeback, quote-unquote, to the entertainment business. Mostly, variety show, pero very sporadic din. Years from now, if we're gonna have like a random variety show na, would invite all of them. Oh my God. Kaya,
we're not just making this up, ha? I mean, bands really do this. Look it up.
Right.
I think New Kids on the Block has those cruises, so it's not impossible in the future.
Wedding business model yun.
Yes.
And maybe because these are the artists that would actually really divert from the usual, diba? Maybe they will set that trend. Because even their Sanbaeniums have not even explored that kind of interaction with the fans or delivery in terms of performance. So why not?
And Icon has a pretty good relationship with Iconics, diba? Never siyang toxic, so it'd be comfortable, I would think.
Yeah.
But going back to the past, last week, what happened? So lots of favorite songs, pero marami ding hindi na perform. Just goes to show talaga the depth of their discography. But we also heard some new ones because there were solos from expected members, but also an unexpected member. I feel unexpected naman siya just because it's never happened before. And you please fact check me, but this is a first solo for the one member that I'm talking about. Well, we spoke about Bobby a bit already, but did you guys want to say anything else?
I'm just gonna say, like, what I tweeted before. People would think that Icon cannot sing trot, but, dude, Yoon Young, hold my beer, ganong level. Nagulat ako. I actually remember messaging you guys and saying that, oh my God, he's like the day song of Icon. Apparently, he has it. And I cannot help but think that he is so much influenced by his grandparents. And I'm pretty sure that the grandmother is so happy seeing Yoon Young sing trot. So, wala lang. Naisip ko lang. Pero ang ganda. I mean,
she was there live. She was watching,
right?
Diba?
So,
Yeah.
It's a curveball. I think that that's really how I want to describe it because it's different eh. All of a sudden coming from, although I don't know, maybe I wasn't really paying attention. Like, for example, the song before that is the June Bobby song,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
In which she always described that it's the beer house song.
Napatingin ako, ano nga ulit yung title niya? Sabi ko. Ah, Deep Night. Deep Night.
Deep Night. Yeah.
Kaya nga pang beer house. Kasi
yun nga.
Deep Night yung title.
When I heard it kasi, parang okay, I heard them performing this already. So in my head, parang, ah, okay, that's not the duet that I was expecting. I was expecting Raining. Coming from Bobby Solo. Pero, in hindsight, I think it's a good transition to your new song.
Actually,
oh, yeah. Nga, para hindi masyado,
parang life
hindi
stage.
Hindi masyado tayo ma, ano, 180 degrees star. Na, ano mo yun, parang, papunta na tayo sa exciting part.
Hindi na natin, like, good point. Thrown aback.
Yung pala yung merit, no? That's the only way we can justify the Deep Night performance.
Kasi diba, parang we're all expecting like, oh my god, this is gonna be like the Raining performance. Para, oh, hindi pala.
Hindi pala.
Oh, yeah, we enjoyed it. And then, poof, there's Yoon Young.
With Yoon Young. Yeah, it's a curveball. But also like, weirdly on brand. Like, yeah. I get you doing this. It was funny. It was like a surprise. But
it's,
yeah.
It's refreshing, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not expected, so therefore, it's refreshing for the Iconics. Mm-hmm. It's a very good prelude to the party that's about to come. Kasi nga, parang na-hype ka na eh, diba?
Yeah. And add to their variety and the extent of the kind of genres they can do. So, well done, well done.
More Yoon Young, more Yoon Young. Like, solo album na ang genre is trot.
Maybe they're testing the waters and like seeing, like,
I know,
like,
honestly.
And trying to see like how people take it.
So, agree.
I would have wanted like solos for the others.
I know.
So, back at Deep Night, I wanted Raining Sana. It's fine. But we don't have a Donghyuk Bobby crossover.
You're so your
body. Yeah. Or Surf. Like, ang dami pwede. So,
I want Surf.
Kahit na, na, kahit na, na may
eksena. Na-perform na nila yung Surf eh.
Oo.
Kahit na may eksena. So, parang, ano, I'm like, why?
Yeah. Sana ang ginawa nila, there's a Donghyuk segment with Bobby. And then there's a Junae segment. I would actually appreciate if there's like a remix of some sort of Your Soul, Your Body and Raining.
Yeah, or something like a medley. Like right. A medley-ish. I'm not asking
correct.
For much.
Yeah.
Yung kailangan bong song.
Yeah.
Some platform for Jenna and Chanu kasi parang wala naman silang ano, spotlight moments.
Honestly, I was also hoping na may special appearance by Mino tapos mag which is well reach na talaga yon but him and Bobby. Oh my god.
Apparently,
I would have loved it.
There's a winner event the same time as the Icon.
Oh yeah, they were
concert.
At a festival, yeah. No? Or I think I saw clips.
One of the members went live during their event, IG Live. Doon ko nga lang din na-realize na magkasabay pala.
Oo.
Ano pinagawa ni YG? Pwede pinapahirapan yung mga who is next
fans? Kailangan nang mag ano,
kailangan
ng OI kasi pwede na daw mag face to face. Therefore, itodo na natin to.
Kailangan na bumawi. Yeah.
Kailangan yung mga
win
fans ko, ano?
I know. Like, what if you're both
exactly.
Inner Circle and Iconic.
Yeah,
so, which will you choose?
I know, how?
So hard.
Yeah. Final verdict on the solos. So, guys, would you watch a solo Bobby concert?
Yes!
One big yes.
Agree. One big yes.
And feeling ko kailangan, at that point, dapat lasing ako para ma-enjoy ko.
And he has enough songs to make a legitimate.
Yes,
song.
Agree.
And he could also make appearances of different artists.
Yeah,
that he
to
has
be honest, although
with.
You know, iba na yung circumstances niya ngayon. Pero I really don't understand kung bakit wala siyang ganun.
I remember when he launched "Loved and Fall." My comment back then was, "It was not as promoted as we wanted to be.
Super short lang.
Super short lang nung music shows niya and all that.
Tapos so parang, konti lang ata yung copies. Diba? Ang tagal nung reproduction. So people, like, iconic.
Eh, all the more niya. Itong, oh my gosh, lucky, ano niya.
Yes. O, yun pa. Yung, so, sobrang short preparation super short time din. For the fans.
Diba? I mean, so guys, check out our past podcast episode about that album. So, I really wanted that for him because we all know that Bobby's a super talented guy. As in, and he really does have a legit following. Apart from being an icon member. Like, as a solo artist.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
from the Show Me the Money, you know,
Show Me the Money.
Breed of fans. Meron din siyang ganun market. So, sobrang viable. Mm-hmm. Viable.
Agree.
Come to think of it, alam ko, Mino already had a solo concert back in 2021, if I'm not mistaken.
Yun nga, diba? Parang early 2022. Alam ko, they do those, like a bar setup lang. It's not really a hardcore, like, stage, whatever. For the rappers, as in yung rapper style talaga.
Or like clubs. Right. Like, oh my gosh, I would love that.
Super crazy. Love.
Yes.
Anyway. I think he joined, he joined a few festivals, diba? Sa Indonesia. Si Bobby.
Right before
the pandemic. Maybe they were testing the water.
But honestly, that doesn't count as a solo concert.
Yeah, just a festival guest.
Oh, fine. Even like a fan meet. Meron na ba?
Parang wala. Why? I mean, moneymaker right here.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe in the future. Hopefully.
Maybe inside the cruise. Like day one, it's gonna be Bobby, ganyan. Tapos day two, Icon. Tapos day three, it's gonna be like Hojune or something like that. Diba? Oh, every night, different performers.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oo, tamang-tama. Mangyayari nun, like, 8-day cruise siya. Yung last day is gonna be, like, the whole Icon.
All of them.
The first 7 days would be solos for each. Like, come on!
Diba. Show me the money!
I will pay for it! Ganun.
So, good solos. We'd want more in the future, for sure. Speaking of more, they did a lot of encores then. Another thing that we really enjoyed and were surprised by. I mean, their encores are always pretty amazing naman. But I think they really went above and beyond this time around. And that's saying something with Icon because nga, they go hard with encores all the time. So I didn't know that they had another level and could go even harder.
Yeah. And to think that this is like a hybrid concert.
Yes.
Pero napagod ako.
Napagod ako, guys. Oh my God. I think I stood up for like a song or two. I forgot which one at what point. No, to get into the mood of things. But after that, oh my God, hindi tayo mukuna ako. Kasi nga, you know, I'm not in my concert outfit. Hindi ko na nasalagot na baba yung makarina ko. Yung mga ganun levels. Apparently, kailangan ko pala mag-exercise for it. Kaya, ayun. Oh my God.
Oo nga. Walang warning. Oh, it's gonna be a jam.
Yeah. Tsaka yun, I mean, napagod ako for myself, for them, and for the people who were there. I'm like, bro, of course, go lang. ROI sa ticket.
How many encores did they have? They had.
So, they have 10? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Hey, 11.
Oh my
God. 10 or 11.
Oh my God.
Para siyang, ano, 11 roulette, songs. Right? There were a few na Juna would just randomly start singing. Tapos parang, I guess, whatever song they wanted, yeah, they just sang it.
Yeah.
Which is how they are naman, di ba? Parang they can really just sing whatever song in their discography.
Ang nakakatawa is that, nakakapagod na nga. Kasi yung ina-encore mo, halos lahat, puro mabilis. So, sure na kayo.
Ang nakakatawa pa dun yung parang, let's sing birthday! Yeah. So, parang, oh my God, birthday!
Pero like,
let's sing freedom! You know? Oh my God, freedom!
Although, I'm not sure then if it's also a strategy then. Na, of course, physically, nakapagod siya. But I guess, I think vocally, hindi siya masyado
Party-party lang.
Uh-oh. And you know, they could like tell people to sing along or something like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to like an encore na may pagka ballad or whatever. Na baka siguro kailangan pa rin mag-concentrate talaga hard on, you know, like, yeah, on the quality of their voices to think they've been performing for like more than 2.5 hours. So gets ko naman. Yeah. Pero my God, nakakapagod guys. But thank you.
No, ROI. So
ROI. Oh my God. Kasi kudos to the band, diba? I mean,
I know. Pagod. Nakasabay sila.
Actually, pagod. Kung may totoong pagod dito, yung bayan ba yun?
Sarang sulit yung bayan.
Kasi dude, like, I mean, are they four? Like, four people?
Yung sa picture nila sa Instagram, they're like five people sitting on the steps. So,
yeah. Okay, okay.
Six sila, guys.
Six? Pwede na nakita. Alas, roadies yung iba. I'm not sure. Takeaway ko, apat. Eh, nagtatawa ko, bakit napaka-rich nung sound with just four people?
Yeah.
Unless yun nga, baka may perspective lang si camera na hindi ko masyado napansin.
Mm-mm.
Grabe, feeling ko yung guitarista super nila sobrang, well, malamang may kayo na yung mga daliri niya. So,
yeah.
Hardcore.
I love that they played Just Another Boy in the encore.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Kasi, throwback na naman.
Parang,
also,
well,
Don't Let Me Know. Yeah. Yung memory ko of Don't Let Me Know. Sana tama to. Ito yung song nung Icon in Manila na Hanbin in particular told everyone, guys, recorded naman to. So can you put down your phones and just like jam with us? And
oh gosh,
sobrang konti talaga nung fan cam nung Don't Let Me Know.
And when Tiger Bin says it,
you follow.
If you're gonna look at like their set list for the encore, literally when they sang Just Another Boy, tuloy-tuloy na yun, besh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Tumigil lang sila 3 songs away from the fake encore to the real encore.
Yeah.
We should also give credit to their song in Kingdom. Like, not everyone would appreciate Kingdom in general. But really, At Ease is...
At Ease, yeah.
One of the best songs of Icon, to be honest. They should get more credit for singing that song well. Not only when it's recorded, but when it's also live with a band. Guys, come on. Appreciate At Ease some more. Please listen to the song. Yun lang.
And the thing with the encore also, their fan service was also, I mean, again, they go hard with the fan service naman, usually. But I felt like they took it up a notch then this time around. And to your point, PD Nim, na immersive. I guess yun yung super advantage of the audiences who were physically there.
Right.
I mean, they really like went into the crowds more than usual. And they already do it a lot already.
So shout out to the lucky boy who got drenched and hugged by Bobby at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. That's like, kung bumili ka ng ticket, you paid for it. Yun yung rurok ng ROI talaga. Yeah. Like, to get hugged and to get wet with Bobby.
Not super documented.
Yes. I think different, I've seen like 3 different angles, I think, of the same moment. I mean...
And those were amateur shots, guys.
Yeah.
Like, camera levels.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero may iba-ibang angulo yung point na yun of that one.
Yeah. And props din talaga to Bobby. I mean, that's the kind of thing na you can't make up, right? It's like a main character moment. But in the things you see in the movies, the fact that Bobby had the presence of mind to actually do it, parang wow, you really have something. Kakaiba. I remember the Taiwan concert I went to. Meron din siyang medyo main character moment na may girl na hugged him from the back and then he was holding the camera at tapos parang selfie nilang dalawa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really good at those things. Ay, nako pao. Hirap talaga niyan.
Oo, kaya nga masakit, diba?
Mga pinipili mo. Masakit.
Oo. Kaya nga masakit. Diba? So, just so you know kung gaano siya kasakit, guys, listen to episode 23 of Conspodcast. malalaman niyo kung gaano kasakit magmahal ng isang Kim Ji-won. In general, like the fan service, to be honest. Like what PD Nim was mentioning kanina na parang during the whole concert, they're looking at the camera and they're engaging with those who are online. I think the fan service for the fans who are in the venue, yun yung lamang nila sa atin. Diba?
Na doon sila bumawi
they
talaga.
Experience like firsthand right after the concert. I saw a lot of videos of fans. Yung gap nila, it's like less than 2 meters away. Literal na pwede mong hablutin yung t-shirt nila, ganun. And I think it helped a lot that the number of people in the venue is so intimate. It's not a full-blown concert na super laki ng venue. It's not
hindi
like even
that.
Yeah, hindi siya arena level. It's not even Osaka Hall level.
Did you say 2,500 max capacity?
Ay, yeah. I think parang yun yan.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, that's really one for the books. Mm. To be honest, like if it's not even the pandemic, I think the three of us will find ways to go there. ROI on both online viewers and also those who went to the venue. So, congrats.
I just keep thinking of Chanu walking on the aisles. Tapos, yeah, taking pictures with everyone. I mean, they all did it. But yeah, Chanu in particular.
Ano nga daw? May new era na nga daw ng Chanu. Diba? Like, we are entering the Manu, the real Manu era.
Ito na talaga. Totoo na.
From what you said, Dane, ako, I just keep thinking of Chanu. Hard stop. As in, yun.
Which is a good hard segue to our next section.
Why the qualifiers? As in my mind, little boy, an initial little boy, not just another boy, guys.
To that point, to our next segment, who was your concert MVP? I guess PD Nim.
Okay.
Tuloy mo na yan.
Naku, oh my God. Okay, can I say my top three muna? Yung top three.
Yes, go for it. Let's walk us through your thought process.
Okay. Just for the record, hindi lang ako yung nahihirapan dito. I know I'm always the one with multiple biases. Yeah. But this time, guys, hindi na ako.
Yeah, not really on a bias level. It's more of like on the context of the concert. So number one, of course, Chanu. Perfect ko dahil na-miss ko lang siya. Tapos grabe talaga. Like, I think he lost a bit of weight pa. Chiseled kuya. Chiseled. Ang face. So parang love. Really takes command of the stage. So we mentioned this before. So ito talaga kind of galvanizes then our assertions before about him being more comfortable and like having like more stage presence. Talaga nakikipagsabayan na talaga siya with his hyungs. So, Chanu, next, June.
Wow!
Di ko alam kung dahil, pero nabuna ako kay kuya kasi nung nag-deep night, kinda out na ako. Sorry, pero joke lang. Pero sige ko, nag-raining, baka hindi, di ba? Baka nabudol pa rin ako ni June. Para nagkaroon lang ako ng lapse of judgment for like 3 hours. Parang, oh, June, we know na sobrang golden voice. I'm not sure, iba yung vibe niya this time around. May girlfriend na siya, joke. No, parang, ano eh, parang, ako, may certain lightness na hindi ko maintindihan. I don't know with you guys. Mm.
It's also the band levels. He blended in.
He likes that kasi.
Yeah.
The genre and the way that the songs were arranged is really so on point with his voice.
Yeah, I agree. Okay naman din siya before. He's always a performer. Parang may different vibe siya ngayon. Parang iba yung type of enjoyment niya this time around. Or baka na-miss na lang din talaga niya performing in concerts.
Oh, you know? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
And to think na, ano, ina-accuse pa natin siya nang siya yung lazy at saka out of it. Di ba meron siyang point sa concert na tinawag pa siya ni Bobby?
Medyo may mga lost moments
siya. Parang, June.
Kasi, akit na yung riser and he wasn't on the platform that was gonna rise. Yeah. Tapos, hinaharangan pa niya si Chanu who was singing his part, I think. So parang, oh my gosh, comedy ka talaga, kuya. So
it's still, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's still trademark him. Pero wala. Feeling ko, it's because I think I haven't seen them in their element for quite a while. And of course, rounding up my top three is Bobby. So, alam mo, there's something about Bobby talaga na not just the talent, but mayroong talagang joy in him in performing.
Oh, yeah.
As in, may joy talaga. If you see yung pag-light up ng eyes niya, tsaka the way he smiles, alam mo na talagang it really fuels him being there. Either that or he's a really good actor. So advantage of being online is that you really get to see it up close. Kita mo yung face niya, nagganan yung mukha niya. And like, for example, if you're physically in the venue, syempre, divided na yung attention mo among various people. Dito, mas nakaka-focus ka on their individual facial expressions. So, mas more of na-hammer in talaga sa akin this time around. Having said that, who's my MVP?
Huh? Oh! So, ano pa lang pala yun. Pagsasala pa lang no.
Okay!
Noted.
Parang Miss Universe lang.
Yeah.
They made it to the top.
Oh my God. By a super duper small margin. Super duper small margin. June.
Oh my God!
By a super duper small margin.
Even oh my gosh, ang saya night. Nung isa dito.
I thought you were gonna say Chanu, to be honest, and a small margin against Bobby. Pero it turns out...
No, yeah, by a small margin against Chanu. Yeah.
But it's Chanu, but...
Whoa!
Yeah. Kasi si Chanu, of course, evoked a lot of
kinilig
feels.
Si
so, parang, I think Chanu evoked a lot of feels. But for a concert goer, naka-value for money si June sa akin. Kaya, ayan. I think it's also because dahil...
Okay, hindi lang ako yung nagpabudol.
Alam mo, feeling ko rin dahil nga online siya. Feeling ko kasi hindi ako mag-concentrate sa kanya if I was in the venue. But, you know, the camera kind of limits my options.
Wala
kang
choice.
Where to look. Diba? So, parang every... Parang
you're saying this despite the Beer House song.
Oh, nga eh.
I am really amazed.
Imagine mo ko, if it wasn't for Deep Night, baka hindi pa small margin.
Oh my gosh!
Feeling ko parang skyscraping. Kung raining yon.
Diba, what a thought.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, by a small...
Oh my gosh, masaya si Din. May nabudol siya.
Nabudol talaga ako. Kaya wala naman na after naman. So objectively, as a concert goer, dahil online, and talagang wala akong masyadong control of who to look at, biglang June became my enemy.
I'm happy that you said that because now hindi ako pressured to pick him because he, I think, is in my top three. But yeah, spoiler alert, hindi siya yung MVP. Pero nabudol,
wow.
Nabudol talaga ako.
Oh my gosh, it's
new. Nabudol ako sa Jerk talaga. The most feels. Tapos yung voice niya on point naman every time, which is not surprising. Love him in Freedom. Nakakatawa din siya in My Type.
Oo.
Siya lang yung hype. Tapos, tapos when he looked behind it, normal lang yung iba. So, parang joke time. So, yeah. Appreciate that. Well, Bobby din, kasama sa top three ko. I mean, parang medyo given na. Grabe talaga yung energy niya. And, to add to what PD Nim said, there was a moment, I don't know, I guess second encore, when he was just standing on the stage, just looking at the farthest part of the audience, so parang dun sa mga nasa taas. And you could tell that he was just living in the moment. Mm-hmm. So parang, and maybe I'm reading into things, pero parang he was really like taking it in. Mm-hmm. Taking a picture in his brain, parang ganon. So I always love when he's like that. And when he's happy on stage, nakadala talaga. But I think my MVP will have to be Chanu. And again, like similar to everything that PD Nim said, but with more emphasis on, he just really looks more confident on stage. I don't know what it is. Yung earliest visceral memory ko of Chanu is the rehearsal nga in Icon in Manila. Kasi na-shock talaga ako na, oh my gosh, sobrang gwapo niya talaga, like physically, like, wow, like sobrang naturally gifted, even without makeup, ganyan. But he is always kind of a little awkward on stage. I think from, diba, the seven of them, parang siya yung pinaka, parang awkward. He dances well, you know na he trains hard. But may, hindi man resistance, pero parang may doubt in how he does the moves. Pero grabe siya makatingin in the concert. I mean, obviously, through the camera. Pero sobrang with intent. As in, he's like, I'm here. Get your eyes on me. I'm not scared. Like, I will do this and you will listen and you will watch. He's never commanded the stage like that before. Sorry, June. But, so for me, MVP. Yeah. Even his na-na-na-na-nas, parang with much more conviction than usual.
Can I just say, like, how Dane explains it and how she looks like? Kinikilig siya talaga.
Alam mo,
kaya really building my case, no?
Hindi naman sa nagsisisi ako na sa decision ko. Pero, I concur regarding the playing up to the cameras and really looking... Maybe he got coached then because of that. Yeah, kasi yung level of engagement and intention, may meaning behind the eyes. Bahala na kayo kung ano kasi meaning yung gusto yung interpret. Pero may meaning doon. May meaning doon.
It's open to interpretation.
Yeah. To whatever interpretation suits you.
Tapos I kept thinking, diba, he had his, I guess not a debut, does it count as a comeback? Pero parang, he had his grown-up role na din recently. And I wonder if that really helped his confidence also. Kasi grabe talaga siya makatingin, as in. So, props.
Chan. Yeah. I'm curious. How about you, pal?
Yes. The most conflicted.
Bakit ako yung most
conflicted? That's why
conflicted.
We saved you for last.
No, this is my usual that I'm conflicted. You guys are very unusual to be here.
Fair enough, fair enough.
For the first time in history, hindi lang ako yung may top three. Pero bago ako magsabi ng top three ko, meron ako nakita sa Twitter. So, di ba yung John Bat, you can actually remove and replace the top thing. Guys, nakakita ako ng picture na nawala yung
copper niya. Oh, no.
Siguro ganun sila ka-excited.
Oh,
so,
no.
I really hope the Japan concert is so good. So, congrats dun sa mga nagpunta for the Kobe concert. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Oh, it's done na. It's done na as of think, while we're recording.
I think so. Because there's a picture na, sabi niya, ito daw yung umpisa na picture nung John Bat niya. Nung natapos yung concert, wala na yung tuktok.
Oh my gosh.
So, congratulations. The excitement is passed on to the John Bat. So anyway, top three. Siyempre si Bobby, for the reasons of his solo, kasi hindi ko talaga in-expect that he would sing his B-sides. I would actually expect him to choose something that is familiar, but I think he already had that confidence that the fans would know my songs. And this is gonna be like a moment for us, so therefore I'm gonna choose a B-side. And then next, in all fairness, alam ko, lagi kong sinasabi, like in the episodes of Connie's podcast, that Chanu is at the bottom of my biases. Pero oh my god, Manu na talaga siya. Yung effect niya sa akin is similar to Taemin's when he bloomed right after
oh,
WGM.
Wow.
Kasi baby pa si Taemin. I remember baby pa si Taemin nung WGM. So parang kinikilig lang ako kasi ay ang cute ganyan, ang cute niya.
Yeah.
Pero dude, nung natapos yung era na yon and nag-kick in yung View era, and I think even Married to the Music era, kinilig na ako kay Taemin. Yung ganong klaseng kilig, nung nakita ko si Chanu in this concert, parang, dude, hindi na siya B&B, hindi na siya bata, hindi na siya yung mix and match Chanu. And just like what Dane mentioned, there's that aura of confidence. So yeah, Chanu is on my top three. And yung third, actually random siya. I'm pretty sure that people did not notice him that much because he did not have any solos or anything. But Dongyuk really got my attention. Sa VCRs, oh my god. Like,
he looks so good.
I know.
He did.
So good. Ewan ko. May certain profile siya na, damn.
And to that point, like, there are moments na kung hindi yun live, maybe in the replays, I would actually attempt to pause it and just take it all in.
Yeah.
That's the effect for me. So I really wish that in their concerts or maybe variety YouTube shows or whatever, I really hope that he gets a spotlight. Because I know that he has the solo dances with other people or with the random TikToks and all. Pero, oh my god, dude, pwede bang ganyan ka na lang, like, forever, ganun? Oo. Medyo kinilig ako doon, yung mga VCRs nila. Yeah, Dongyuk really caught my attention.
So, grabe din point, yung side rib niya. Sorry.
Hello!
How do you say it? Side rib? Ribs are on the side talaga. Pero, when him and Bobby were wearing those loopy,
the 90s, ano,
how do you say?
No? The 90s
the sleeveless
outfit.
Sandals. Yeah.
Ako
ang luwag sa side.
Siya. Kasi I think there were a couple of songs na parang naka-shades siya. And I'm like, oh my god.
Right.
Kaya nga, all the more that bakit wala siyang solo of sorts. And the others,
know,
of course.
Dance, like, no?
Yeah.
And even I think kahit vocal, he sings well.
I have a feeling he took over a lot of the planning behind the scenes.
Parang creative.
And parang, like orchestrating, planning the set list. I think he thrives behind the scenes also.
Yeah.
He also had a lip ring. Did I imagine this? Or meron, diba? In the middle of his bottom lip, parang may jewelry. I don't know if it's called a lip ring. Or maybe in the beginning.
Maybe.
But
pero
yeah,
parang I don't recall, like, in the... Nice. Feeling ko like it's a fake lip ring. Kasi I remember in one of their men's,
yeah, I think it's a fake
tinutukso
one.
Tinutukso din siya ng members na parang, oh, your tattoos in
the
VCRs, they look so great. Are they real? Tapos parang siya, no, they're fake. I actually, para sabi pa nga niya, in-erase daw niya bago mag-concert yung tattoos niya. medyo anti-climactic yung pipiliin ko na MVP. But it's really Bobby. Pero to be honest, Dongyok is really gonna be a close second. It's really different when you catch my attention for a long time. So like Bobby did that for me. Yeah. Okay, sige, papanoorin kita, like my full undivided attention will be on you. Tapos nasusustain niya. Whereas Dongyok kasi, alam mo yung gulat factor na parang, oh, wait, rewind. Ganun yung feeling ko with that. So, Dongyok is really a close second, to be honest. And then, I was messaging our chat during the concert and like, oh my gosh, Mrs. Bobby, I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry. Na, oh my God, I'm totally into your boy. I really wish that he would get a solo concert.
Yep.
Like, before all the crazy happens, like, before whatever happens in September 2022, I really hope that he gets something. Kahit isang soul concert lang or like an intimate fan meet, he deserves it.
I think we also need to do a very honorable mention for the icon Hyung Jinan, who's always amazing. Grabe yung mga giling niya na performances in Bobby. And
I was gonna say, I thought they're gonna mention yung mga emo moments kasi they're like, yes. Like, ah, okay, yung giling.
I was warming up to that, pero parang inuna ko yung ano.
Given na kasi yung emo ni Jinan tsaka ni Yo-Yo, because is it the summertime or was it their icon TV? Hindi ko na maalala.
One of those.
Yung nag-prank sila kay Jinan.
Icon TV,
And I think summertime din yon na meron silang iyakan moment.
Yeah.
Na nagbabasa sila ng letter.
Actually?
Ah, who is,
or,
yeah.
Well, madami nga, I guess. To your
There's
point.
Another one. And it's always the emo kids would always be the Youngs. Jinan and Yunyoung. So, to be honest, naantig yung damdamin ko doon. Na parang...
Ako din!
I have to say that given the fact that we have been fans ever since and we saw all the survival shows that they went through and the road bumps and all that, naramdaman ko yon na nagka-crack yung voice nila and they cannot even verbalize what they want to say because... It's just so overwhelming from the beginning that they shared themselves to us and then eventually, you know, they get to where they are now. I also understand when Yunyoung said na hindi niya alam ko ano yung babalikan niya given that there was a long hiatus, etc., etc. So he was so surprised that we're still here. So wala lang, parang, oh, we're gonna be here until you tell us to go.
Which actually... It's a good segue to our next and last segment, which is, yeah, we've discussed everything. So, given everything that's happened in the concert and, well, everything else, so what are your reflections? And I guess the question that we're gonna add to this is, do you think that Icon flashback concert, or maybe the tour, I guess, because we know they're touring, would be the last. So the context of that is their contracts are up for either renewal or termination in September. Like, that's just a fact. So their contracts are ending in September. So at least there's a 50-50 chance of them renewing and not renewing. And before we move on, so a quick disclaimer, because we know this is a very touchy subject. These are all speculations. We're not industry insiders. We're just fans. We don't know anything. Yeah. These are just our thoughts and our feelings. So don't take anything as true or not even remotely true. These are just speculations. And yeah, if you feel uncomfortable, even considering the thought of what might happen next, feel free to kind of fast forward or stop listening to this episode. But we feel that it's a topic that is worth talking about. Reflections of the concert and what happens next.
When we recorded episode 23, in which Bobby already mentioned that he has a child and he's gonna get married, we did a fearless forecast. I was listening to that episode a couple of days ago, and one of the things that I realized, and I've been telling the girls about this, and I think this is also me verbalizing it to the world. At this point, being an iconic from the very beginning, from the time that they are still six, and then they had Mix and Match, and then they became Icon. I think I'm at the point of, if they're not gonna renew, I am already thankful and settled for whatever it is that they're going to decide on. The renewal is really a big thing, given the situation we had in 2019, and then the situation that we had last year when Bobby said that he has a child and he's gonna get married. For me, na-ROI ko na yung pagiging fangirl ko or pagiging iconic ko. It's gonna be difficult. I remember Dana saying that if ever that this is gonna be the last stretch for Icon, they're the first group that I stand who will be disbanded. Diba? I remember that. And I recalled also, totoo lang, sila din, yung unang-unang band that I stand in Asia that will really, you know, if ever that it's gonna happen, sila din yung first ko. So parang I was reflecting on, would it be painful for me? Or how will I react? But I think I'm taking off from the fact that I've been an iconic ever since. And the journey towards where we are now, it's already resonated. And I think that's already enough for me. Kasi I also look at them as humans. So if they're gonna say that this is the end for us, parang thank you so much for being an iconic and this has been Icon, kung sasabihin nila yon, okay lang ako. Parang I'm gonna accept it. But I do hope that as individuals, they will thrive as soloists or as someone who has a solo career. I'm also betting on the fact that, you know, there's always the opportunity to sign in another label. Maybe not as Icon, but maybe something else. Because it happened already, like, you know, their groups, diba? That they carried on despite not signing on to their original label. So I'm really hoping that if ever it's gonna be the end for them as six, I really hope that at some point, someone will pull off a Tableau. I think nasabi ko na to dun sa dati nating mga episodes eh, na parang I really hope that someone would pull a Tableau and eventually reunite the group as Icon, because to be honest, the fandom is not dead. We're all here, and in the previous episodes that we had, we did say that eto na yun eh, this is like the ultimate fandom or the ultimate fan. Salang-sala na to, guys. Eto na talaga yung mga through thick and thin. We stayed from those who stand from the very beginning and until now. These are the people who stayed through thick and thin. So I really do hope that they would still be together. However, if not, then I really wish them well. Pero yun nga, I really feel bad for those who became iconics just recently, or especially those who did not attend 11/11 in Manila. Because milestone talaga siya for being a fangirl. So, masaya. Masaya maging fangirl ng Icon. But then again, we can't eliminate the fact that there's that possibility. Because renewal, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for a group. So, to get that out to the universe, sana mag-sign in sila sa 131 label. Tapos, kahit mag-rebrand sila ng kahit na anong pangalan, okay lang. Basta silang 7 pa din. So, yun lang. How about you, Dane? Ikaw?
You said it all pretty much really well. And I think maybe the only thing to add for me was the interesting feeling that I had with this concert. Because we went to the Osaka concert. That was the last one that we went to. Mm. That was the first concert we went to. For us, yeah, it was
and after that, we were so drunk after that.
Yeah.
Because we were wrecked. We were emotionally wrecked.
Super. And I just remember that concert, sobrang mixed emotions of, ooh, I loved seeing them. But also knowing that, oh, this part, Hanbin used to sing this part, Hanbin would have done this, ganyan. But it was hard to, you could, at the time, you really couldn't, it was an elephant in the room, but you really couldn't remove the fact that from 7, they were 6. But the relief that I felt in this concert was, it didn't feel like someone was missing. And I say that not to mean that I don't miss Hanbin. I still do, but parang, there's really, truly an acceptance now from my end that, okay, there's 6 of them and they can still hold the stage well. It's just the way things are. But they're still Icon and they're still carrying on that tradition of amazing performances, amazing concerts. They've done it. And I think it helped then that Hanbin on his own is doing super well also. Like, they're both doing super well. It's kind of amazing that their concerts happened on the same day. Kasi yon, parang for me, parang it felt like okay, they're both doing well and we can be happy for them sort of separately, but also not forget where they were when they were 7. To Pao's point, I won't feel as horrible or sad if they don't renew, because I think they've proven themselves. They won't leave on a sour note. At least I won't think of them on a sour note, because they've overcome the challenges that they had in recent years. And yon, because you've been there since the beginning. But I mean, if you think about it, they've been in contract, 7-8 years? Like, how many people right now can hold down jobs for that long? Like, even I haven't had a job, like the same job, for 7-8 years. So it's a lot to ask of a person. So I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I might be even more surprised if they continue versus if they decide to stop renewing. And the thing naman din kasi is, like before, I think with the second gen, first gen, terminating contracts really were the end of bands. There was just no other way. But I've seen with like GOT7, 2PM, I guess the JYP, it's a JYP innovation. The bands have been able to move forward even when they're not all under the same label and they have different contracts, all of that. So that's a relief. Na parang it's not the end of the world if they don't renew their contracts. There are still ways that they can perform together. They can still be a band together. And yeah, you can even bring Hanbin in the fold. So the concert really gave me that peace of mind. So I'm pretty happy. Although I will say, the thing that I tweeted after the concert was, maybe it's always going to amaze me, that I'm always going to think that Icon is underrated. Which is weird to say because they have Love Scenario, which is the queen. Yeah. Like it's record-breaking. They've been popular and successful since the start, since they debuted. They were monster rookies. But I'm always going to think that it could have gone to stratospheric levels, their fame. But that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that thought. I think what they've had is more than what others have. It is enough. And it's been great as a fan. So, peace of mind, I think. Even if napagod ako dun sa concert, sobrang intense niya. Parang the relief was also what I took with. And what I'll take with me, whatever happens in September. Which leads me to PD Nim, final words.
Oh my gosh, you guys both said it so profoundly. I don't think I have much to add. Same takeoff point then from what I mentioned, yung debriefing reflections ko from Hanbin's concert earlier in this episode. May konting anxiety na, what will happen? From ngayon na they did their runs and they have this concert ongoing, you can see na, okay naman. Oh my God, this is a super good concert. May nervous energy lang talaga na we just don't know what will happen. And then now that we're seeing it, parang, okay. Then, may konting comfort, may reassurance. Initially, actually, when Jinan started crying, ang unang thought ko is that, okay, baka he's going to military. As in, yun na yung una kong if that happens, then I think, given the type of group Icon is, we said it before in a couple of episodes na, it's still hazy for us to imagine then, individually, ano ba yung magiging trajectory ng mga careers nila. We have no idea then. So, to your point nga, I'll be more surprised if they renewed, especially given na potentially Jinan's up for military, I think. That also throws a wrench on the plans. And I mean, let's get real then. The venue is this time around, it's smaller, ganyan. So from a business standpoint, we also don't know. And we're still pandemic, guys. It's not easy to really anticipate the marketability talaga of certain groups. Unless you go here to the Philippines. So I'm telling you. Pero but that happens like what? Once every 2-3 years, diba? If you were an agency, you also have to think of that. Nevertheless, happy for them. Maybe they're seeing something that we don't see, diba? So I'll be happy for them nevertheless. Yung nga, given our longevity then as Iconics. And given what has been accomplished, I'm pretty satisfied, especially at the place that we are at right now. I'm really grateful na hindi siya yung parang nag-fizzle out lang. Alam mo na we're left hanging and all of that. I don't like to say that this is closure. Of course, we don't know what will happen. But if you're telling me that their last song in Korea is What's Wrong? I mean, kind of odd, but but quintessential Icon, I guess. Kind of funny lang to think of it. But that's kind of tongue-in-cheek type of Icon din kasi. So we won't know. Hindi naman tayo nag-add to the doom scrolling, especially for the baby Iconics. But that's also not a far possibility. So we'll see.
Ayun. So Oh my goodness, this has been a really long recording for us. I mean, long overdue naman din because we have been in hiatus for a very long time. And it's so funny that it's really an action-packed concert that will bring us out of hiding. So congratulations din to Icon and even to Hanbin, who had a really successful fan meet and concert respectively. So hopefully we'll get to record more episodes. Especially that there's gonna be a fan meet in the Philippines for Hanbin. So we're looking forward.
Yeah, so wish us luck. So the next episode would be dependent on Tao and I scoring tickets tomorrow. Uh-oh. So building yeah. contingent eh, no? So by the time you'll be hearing this, we'll know the result.
Malamang na-tweet na namin yun. So mauulit na naman yung ano, love is a battlefield tomorrow for the ticketing. In closing, I guess the fangirling life is really love is a battlefield. Doesn't matter if it's a concert, but it's really in general, there's always ups and downs. Right now, let's just all enjoy the high of seeing them, particularly Hanbin and of course Icon as a group, that they really did well during last weekend's concert and fan meet. So congratulations talaga. And yeah, so meron ba tayong promotions, guys?
Oh no, wala.
Wala tayong promotions.
Wala.
Ano lang, siguro ano, from the Nuna fangirls, just keep calm and enjoy your fangirling life. Smooth sailing lang tayo, guys. Let's not be so stressed about it and just enjoy every moment of your fangirling with Icon and with Hanbin, of course. Maybe we'll see you in the next episode, whenever that is. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to Connie's podcast. So we'll see you again in the next episode. Bye! Bye!